two new studies conclude that even if we take dramatic action now to curb global warming, the world will continue to heat up and sea levels will rise for centuries. The reports in Science magazine underscore the difficulties of dealing with this worldwide environmental issue. Here's NPR's Richard Harris.
Here's a purely hypothetical question. What if at this moment we were able to ban the use of all gasoline and cut way back on burning coal? It would take an action that dramatic to stop so-called greenhouse gases from building up even more in the Earth's atmosphere. Yet, according to two new studies, even if we did that, the world would warm by another degree Fahrenheit. That's as much as it did over the past century.
That's pretty amazing, really. Without doing anything, the climate system has committed us to possibly really quite substantial warming in the future.
Tom Wigley is at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. He says that's because the climate responds slowly to what we do. It's like trying to slam on the brakes of a steamroller.
Sea level is an even bigger steamroller.
Sea level rises primarily because warm water takes up more space than cold water, and it takes the oceans a long time to absorb all the heat that's building up in the atmosphere.
Sea level rise just goes on and on and on for centuries, no matter what we do. The central estimate is that sea level would rise for many centuries at about 10 centimeters per century, so that after 1,000 years, sea level would rise by a meter.
That's about 3 feet. And remember, Wigley says, that's assuming an impossibly optimistic scenario, a rapid and dramatic human response to climate change.
No matter what we do, no matter even if we introduce draconian measures to reduce the emissions of greenhouse gases, we would still be stuck with substantial sea level rise on a timescale of many centuries, you know, which gives us some considerable time to adapt to these changes, but there are some places where that adaptation would be very difficult.
For example, Bangladesh, which is very close to sea level and very vulnerable to cyclones in the Bay of Bengal.
The coastal flooding that occurs from those storms is determined largely by what the sea level happens to be, upon which a storm surge is superimposed.
A second study from the same research institute, but using a different climate simulation, reached similar conclusions. Gerald Meal says the message from his study is simple.
We're committed to a certain amount of climate change, but with each succeeding day and with each succeeding week and year, we're committed to even more climate change in the future. So the longer we wait, the more we're committed to.
Again, these studies look at impossibly optimistic scenarios. More likely emission scenarios show even bigger increases in air temperature and sea level. Richard Alley at Penn State University says nobody has yet figured out how to factor in the possibility of a catastrophic change, say, rapid melting of the ice sheets in Greenland or Antarctica.
Catastrophic depends on who you are and where you live. I don't think anyone is thinking that we're going to lose an ice sheet in the next 100 years and raise sea level 10 feet or 50 feet or 100 feet. But the people looking farther into the future, out many hundreds of years, 1,000 years or more, are starting to get nervous.
Research suggests that warm ocean water is starting to get under the floating ice around Antarctica, and that could cause huge chunks of ice to flow into the sea over the course of a few hundred years.
We're just nervous enough that if you called me out and said, "Will you guarantee the safety of this ice sheet?" I would have to say, "No, I won't guarantee it."
But even without a catastrophe, some sea level rise is inevitable. So it's not too early to start thinking about how to adapt to living on a planet with encroaching coastlines. Richard Harris, NPR News.